Hey guys, hope everyone's having a great day. Thank you so much for tuning into this, our third episode of season two for Fitness with Feldman. And this week we're going to have a little bit of a split podcast. If you didn't catch any of the Facebook Live shenanigans this week, John and I tried to do a joint episode together and Facebook wasn't having any of it. So we did two separate Facebook Live episodes, which means from the podcast perspective, you get to listen to me for a little bit. And then we'll jump right in. You get to listen to John. So without any further ado, here's this week's episode and enjoy.
Yeah. So we talked last time we did one of these videos about the importance of kind of sleep and trying to go through some different ideas that everybody can do throughout their own general, you know, day-to-day activities to just improve their overall health and well-being. And just sort of this idea of starting to take a little bit more ownership of your own health and wellness and not always sort of relying on outside sources, or whether it's, you know, doctors or PTs or anything else for the advice and sort of your own health. And so what we wanted to try and talk a little bit about today is just some sort of tips for increasing your regular activity level throughout your day. So I think that, you know, this whole idea of let's try and take 10,000 steps a day, pretty, you know, well-known, well-published thing. People are talking about it all the time. You hear it all over the place. You know, I think Fitbits come like pre-programmed to make you take 10,000 steps a day. But for some people, that's super easy, and other people's, you know, not great. I think that a while ago, there was something I remember reading about one of the most unhealthy population groups was, and most sedentary population groups was in marathon runners. And the idea was they sort of like went out and did a long training run or did something really long and then pretty much sat around for the rest of the day. And so, yeah, while they took a ton of steps and did a bunch of things, their steps and most of their activity was all coming during one period of time as opposed to being spread slowly throughout the day. And so what we want to try and get you to be able to do is just kind of increase that overall base level of activity throughout the entire day. And so one easy thing, you hear people talk a lot about this idea of like park further away from things, but that also, you know, sounds like a really great idea until you're running late or in a rush to get somewhere, or like today it was pouring rain all day. And so, you know, one easy thing, right? You're going to be at work, you're going to be taking calls, you're going to be in a meeting, you're going to be doing different things. Go for the idea of, you know, if you're on the phone, if you can just stand up, right? Stand up at your desk, be standing during your meeting. If possible, take like, you know, walking meetings, you know, Steve Jobs style. He was pretty famous for enjoying the idea of a walking meeting. But just the idea that anytime that you could substitute being seated or being sedentary and not moving around for a better idea of moving around. And so that's the first sort of really easy thing that you can do to change what you've got going on. The next thing we start to look at is other stuff that you can do to make being a little bit more active easier for you. So it's really easy to say, you know, try and get out and do this every day or do that. But what you really need to do is figure out in your life where it fits in best time-wise and schedule it in. You kind of got to schedule it in like anything else that you're going to do. Because if you don't schedule it in, it's going to be the first thing that you drop out and bypass when things get busy. And so for some people, you know, making sure you schedule it in the morning is the way to go. Other people, your morning is already chock full of stuff. And, you know, I know talking to patients about when the best time for them to get their exercises in, they just, you know, I can't add another thing to my morning routine. There's no way. I've got to get kids' lunches packed. I've got to get people off to school. I've got to get these things done. And so just the idea of adding something into the morning is more stressful than, you know, relaxing in and of itself. And so maybe for that person, it's a better idea to try and say, okay, is there a way you can make your lunch break a little bit longer? Or can you figure out a way to get this done after you're done with work, but before you have to pick somebody up or pick kids up or transport this person here or there? Or is it better for you to just say like, listen, here's the deal. This is going to be my end of the day routine. And once everybody's in bed and I get some time to myself, this is where I'm going to make sure to get it in. But the important thing is that you figure out a way to schedule it in for you so that it works super easy. And so, you know, just a couple real easy tips, things that you can get done quickly. Try and, you know, spend time on the phone. If you have to be on the phone a bunch or you got to be in meetings, try and do those things standing up, moving around. And then as far as your workouts go and adding that activity that way, just make sure that you're scheduling it in. Now, the last tip is this idea of trying to find somebody to do it with. So this makes it really good if you can find a group of people or one person to hold you accountable to doing it. So it's really easy if you say, okay, my schedule is I'm going to walk for half an hour at lunch. You get bogged down during the day. You don't get to walk. Fine. You know, you're going to say, okay, I'll skip that, you know, and I'll, I'm going to get my work done so I can get out of the office on time. But if you're meeting a friend, you're walking with somebody else, you're doing something with somebody else, then all of a sudden, you know, you can't really back out of that the same way. And so that's a great time to, a great way to make sure that you hold yourself to that time that you've scheduled is to schedule it with somebody else. And give that person sort of the authority to, you know, call you out if you start to back out a lot, and try and let them know, you know, this is, I know you're helping me out, and, you know, up front, I give you permission to call me out if things, you know, if I'm backing out here too much. Those are, you know, three easy tips, stuff you can implement right away. Give that a shot and, you know, let us know what you think. Unfortunately, can't figure out what's going on with the split screen thing here and why it wouldn't let me add John in. It's been trying to add him in the whole time we've been going here and hasn't worked. So what we'll do is we'll let John sort of chime in either later tonight or tomorrow with his tips. And then we'll sort of meld it all together for the podcast part and the YouTube video and some of the Instagram TV stuff. So definitely, you know, we're loving this new series and sort of bringing back the podcast and bringing this stuff back to you. So keep the ideas coming. Let us know things that you'd like to learn about either by commenting below. Definitely, you know, like this post, share it, send it out to other people. Let them know that, you know, we're just trying to provide this content out there to help as many people as possible and let everybody know that there's sort of options out there for them. So thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great night, and we'll talk to everybody later.
Hey everybody, so welcome to part two of the Facebook Live, How to Stay Active at Work. If you were following along yesterday, sorry for the technical difficulties. Apparently, Facebook didn't want me and Justin to do it at the same time, so now I'm gonna be doing it today, and you'll hear from me. So yesterday, Justin went over some, you know, really good tips. Some of them are really intuitive. Some of them might be counterintuitive as far as how to stay active at work. But I really like, you know, the ideas of, you know, going for walking meetings, you know, setting regular reminders to work out and do things. And those are all great. Those are some of the easiest things that you know, somebody might be able to do. And again, those are really, really intuitive, but some of the other ones that might be a little counterintuitive, you know, can be beneficial too, and we'll go over some of them now. You know, I like what Justin was saying about, you know, talking on the phone, standing up, things like that. Two things. I hate talking on the phone, and I'm also a fidgeter. I fidget by nature, so if you see me pick up this pen throughout the live post, then that's just me fidgeting, but my wife hates it, but I'm a fidgeter by nature, and I hate talking on the phone. So it doesn't matter where I am or what I'm doing. As soon as that phone rings, even though when I've tried to stay cognizant of it, I'm walking around. I'm sitting up, standing down, walking around, doing things. I've actually found myself walking and wandering out in the gym when I'm on the phone with somebody for work or with one of my new patients. It's just like I tune out. So I always stay active when I'm on the phone anyway. I probably just need to make more of a habit of staying on the phone a little longer, and then I can be a little bit more active. But so some great info from Justin yesterday. So thanks for that, Justin. Some of the things I wanted to go over. Sitting versus standing. So just staying active at work and staying healthy in general. You know, sitting sometimes gets a really bad rap. And so really it's more about, you know, staying active at work is more about staying healthy in general, right? So how can you stay healthier at work? Justin and I also talk about sometimes injuries aren't from overuse, but more under recovery. So it was funny this weekend, I was at a friend's house and he was we were outside and there was the walking mailman, and I was thinking, you know what, people say that, oh, you need to stand more, you know, don't get a sitting desk, get a standing desk. Standing is great for the person that sits a lot. But on the flip side of things, the pendulum has to swing the other way. Standing could, sitting could be great for somebody who stands too much, you know, just to offload your joints a little bit throughout the day. So a lot of people love the standing desks, but you know, the adjustable desks can be equally as beneficial. So you can really balance out how much you stand versus how much you sit. Because it can go the other way as well too. You know, you're standing too much, oh, the bottom of your feet are hurting you, or your low back starts to bother you a little bit too when you're standing. So sometimes balancing it out can be really, really beneficial for people. So it's really all about, you know, what do you need? What is your body gonna crave the most? You know, for somebody who works at a factory all day, or the walking mailman, or somebody who's just walking in general all day, maybe they want to sit a little bit more throughout the day and find a way to build in some sitting, and some squats could be great for them because it actually sits down and unloads their joints. So something to consider there is people like to do air squats at work, but consider the type of squat too. So again, for somebody who stands a lot, maybe a box squat would be great for them to do a few times throughout the day. So not just a regular air squat where you're still maintaining a lot of tension through your joints and through your muscles and ligaments, but a box squat or a chair squat where you actually sit down on a chair, offload your body a little bit, and then it gives you a chance to re-engage everything, your stomach, your glutes, your legs, as you stand back up. So just that few seconds or split second of unloading your body while you're sitting on the chair could be great for the person who stands a lot. So yeah, telling your friends, yes, let's do some, you know, chairs, let's do some squats while you're at work, great, but let's talk about the type of squats too. And there's so many different types of squats, and we go over them a lot with a lot of different people because different people benefit from different things and different types of exercises or variations of one exercise or another. So considering what your body needs, you know, really helps you figure out what's the best way for you to stay active at work. So taking walking meetings, Justin was talking about how Steve Jobs used to love to do that. You know, definitely encourage your coworkers to do that with you. But here's another one. So nobody likes to be the mule, but sometimes, hey, volunteer to go do that coffee run for the office, or volunteer to go out and, you know, get lunch for the office, not paying for it, but just be the one that brings it back. Maybe even see if you can bribe people to pay for your lunch if you're the one going to get it and doing the work. So, you know, volunteering to go out and do some errands sometimes is a great way to stay a little active and get a little extra activity in, a little extra blood flow. Go for walks too. This was another great one. You know, I don't live in a office type setting where I would need to email back and forth with a lot of different people. But those who do say that they walk to go talk to their coworkers rather than a phone call or an email. So getting up and walking across the building, or walking where you need to go, walking to somebody's office, even if it's only, you know, a few steps away, you know, walk over to them and just, you know, ask them rather than the email. So that'll force you to get up out of your chair. And one thing Justin said once also, drink a lot of water. So not only is it great to hydrate, but the more water you drink, the more times you're gonna have to go pee. So that's more getting up out of your chair and walking over to the bathroom. So drinking a lot of water can sometimes help keep yourself a little active and force you to get up and move. My friend, my best friend Daniel, I talked to him because he's super fit and he loves to stay active. He loves to challenge himself to stay really fit and do things that, you know, might require a little bit more energy rather than doing it the lazy way. So, I mean, he built himself an adjustable desk at work. He just kind of loves to take that, take the ball into his own hands, have the ball in his court. So he built his own standing up desk. He got a bar stool. He said it's great because he can put his feet up on there and offload his legs a little bit when he needs to, but it still forces him to keep good posture. He walks everywhere. I mean, he's down in New York City in Times Square working at his office, so he's walking everywhere. He says he doesn't even email or call people, so I love that he does that. And before he leaves the office, because sometimes he either drives down or takes the train down, you know, he'll do at least dedicate 5 to 10 minutes of just doing some basic mobility. You know, forces himself to sit there or stand and do some mobility work, but he gets his legs moving. You know, loosens up his back a little bit, some high knees for his hips. And then his other big tip for, you know, staying healthy at work is on the phone. Whenever he does have a phone conference or a phone meeting, he makes a game of it. So if he's not talking, he's marching in place. So he's just sitting there and marching the whole time, nice and slow. And I hope it's not a video conference call. But if he's on a phone call, he'll be marching in place when he's listening. And he said when it's his time to talk, he stands on one leg. So he looks at his phone, and if it's got the timer counting, he does it for at least 30 seconds to a minute, and then he switches to the other leg if he's still talking. But hands down, he said if he's listening, he's marching, and if he's talking, he's standing on one leg. And that's something that we can incorporate even throughout your regular day. We tell people all the time, if you're brushing your teeth, balance on one leg. If you're talking on the phone, balance on one leg. Or if you're making food, as long as it's not using a sharp knife, balance on one leg. It's just a great way to get a low-level activity in that has a really big impact on your neuromuscular system. Balance is important. And so this is another great one that I saw and I kind of liked. A great tip to stay active at work. Sometimes it's tough, right? We talk about the accountability and how can I make sure that I'm dedicated to this. I know for me personally, I have very poor self-accountability. But when I'm with other people and doing something, or if I know somebody else is going to be doing it with me or checking in on me, I'm much, much better. So the accountability aspect of it, make a game out of it. Either do it with your coworkers or with friends who you don't work with, but just whatever you need to do to give yourself that accountability. And sometimes when it's a little bit more fun and enjoyable, we're going to be a little bit more likely to contribute and dedicate the time to getting certain things done. So aside from just scheduling things, like, yeah, you can make a calendar and say, okay, on this day I want to do this, and on Friday I want to do this, and at 1 p.m. I want to do this. Sometimes even that's not enough, but have self-accountability and accountability with your coworkers or your friends by starting an office challenge. Say, okay, you know, this month's challenge, guys, we're gonna do X amount of push-ups a day and X amount of sit-ups a day. And as soon as you do this, boom, either send a message into the group text, or if you create a Facebook group about it, because social media is so profound nowadays and a lot of people use it for everything. If you're on social media, that's great. And if you're not on social media, you know, what's wrong with you by now? Sorry, I can't take credit for that one. That one's also Justin too. But start an office challenge and be the first one to throw up a, hey guys, I got my workout done by 8 a.m. this morning already. Or I got it done, you know, by 5 p.m. and see, you know, how many of you can get that challenge done that day, whether it's just walking X amount of steps, whether it's doing sit-ups, whether it's doing push-ups or crunches or planking, even air squats, whatever it might be, just set up a physical challenge throughout your office and get it done. So then at the end of the month, whoever did the most amount of, workouts, everybody else has to buy them drinks at happy hour, or, you know, they're buying the appetizers or whatever it might be. So you can challenge other people to do it all together. Or another great way to do it is almost like a scavenger hunt. This is kind of fun where, if your office has like 10 different, closets or something like that, or you have a few different stairwells, it's a scavenger hunt. Rather than finding materials or finding items, you guys have a checklist where first person to do, 10 squats in, the north stairwell or the south stairwell or outside of the closet, or make it even fun, first person to do 10 squats in somebody else's office for that day, they get the mark for that day and they can accrue some points. So these are just fun ways to make the activity a little bit more enticing because, again, accountability, sometimes we need that motivation, that little extra bit of motivation, and, making it fun is always helpful. So I'm a big fan of that. So there you go, guys. That's really all I have, all I wanted to contribute for this this segment here as far as, how you can stay active at work. So have some fun. Go find a coworker's desk and maybe stand up on their desk, do some squats while they're trying to do some important work and distract them a little bit. But have fun, stay active, and thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.